So if you're thinking about taking in a movie later on tonight or this week, critic Joe Queenan is here to offer up some suggestions. Joe, a dinner for schmucks? What'd you think?
Motion picture for schmucks.
Okay. How about grown-ups?
Definitely the worst movie of the year.
Okay. Sex in the City 2?
No, it's terrible. It was a terrible movie.
As you've probably guessed, Joe Queenan isn't that high on the film industry at the moment. And in fact, in a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, he called 2010 the very worst year in film history. Joe, isn't that a little harsh?
No. And part of it is that in the spring, there's a number of movies that you're really looking forward to as summer movies. One of them was Robin Hood, and that was dead on arrival. Iron Man 2 was a dud. And Inception's the only one of the major movies that's come through. That's the only movie that people were waiting for that I think is really, really good.
Okay. But the worst ever?
Well, I mean, maybe 1911. Even in this decade, which hasn't produced that many great movies, there's always something. There's always – last year there was Avatar, and then there's the movies like The Hurt Locker. A few years ago, the Lord of the Rings movies, there have been – you know, a number of exciting movies that people talked about. And then there have been a number of movies that came out of nowhere, like Slumdog Millionaire, which we don't have this year, like March of the Penguins, which we don't have this year, like Life is Beautiful, which we don't. We just don't have those movies coming out of nowhere. What we have is a lot of sequels and more movies that are in 3D.
Right. I mean, people are talking about Inception and The Kids Are All Right and Toy Story 3. I mean, there are some good films this year.
There's a couple of good films. I mean, that's the thing is that you're not talking about every single movie coming out you're hating. You're talking about movies coming out and it's like, yeah, Brooklyn's Finest, that's okay. Repo Man, that's okay. There's a lot of movies that are okay. Where's the movie that you're going to get excited about? But if you sit in a movie theater and you watch as the previews come up, I sit there and I can feel the audience just sort of saying, yeah, another Adam Sandler movie, another bad Chris Rock movie.
Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Chris Rock, Grown-Ups.
I suspect that the reason the number of people going to the movies is going down is because the movies are no good. That's a wild theory. But it's mine.
You seem to have a particular dislike of Shia LaBeouf.
He looks like George Bush as a young man. He really like scares me. It's like we had to go through that thing with Bush, and now it's over, and now this kid's coming back. No, he's being asked to do Tom Cruise's job. Good luck, kid.
And Jake Gyllenhaal. Also don't like him very much.
No, that's not true.
You like him.
I do like him. I don't like him as an action figure. He was fantastic in Brokeback Mountain. He's been fantastic in a number of movies. I like him very much. I don't buy him as an action figure, and neither did anybody else.
I've seen its power with my own eyes. Releasing the sand turns back time. Only the holder of the dagger is aware of what's happened.
The action figure job after Schwarzenegger and Stallone and Harrison Ford kind of vanished, that job was open and it looked like it was either going to be Vin Diesel or The Rock. Well, it didn't work out with Vin Diesel and it didn't really work out with The Rock. And then The Rock started making these kiddie comedies. So The Rock, I don't think he wants the job.
But two of those, Stallone and Schwarzenegger, will appear in a film this fall, right?
I think it's – no, it's next week.
Next week.
Oh, yeah. It's Friday the 13th. It's next week. I'm going to say it. And that's one of those movies where it doesn't matter whether it's any good. A bad comedy is just bad, whereas a bad action film, it's still vaguely worth seeing. I've seen the trailer for The Expendables. It doesn't look very good.
What's wrong with this picture?
Everything.
But you know what? Again, here's another thing that's very interesting, okay? Mickey Rourke in Iron Man 2 basically spent most of the movie in front of a laptop. He was, like, typing the whole time. And it looks like he's doing a lot of typing in this movie. And I'm thinking, why would you put Mickey Rourke in a movie if you've got him typing? Get him out there doing his Mickey Rourke thing.
Given that, you know, there's still quite a bit of 2010 left, do you think you might be jumping the gun a bit here? I mean, you know, Hollywood sometimes waits to release these movies closer to the voting period for the Oscars in December. So, I mean,
yeah, but those movies, no. In the fall, they bring out movies with, you know, Tilda Swinton, those movies that win Oscars and sell 8 tickets. If they've got great movies that everybody's going to go see, like the Batman movies, those movies come out in the summer. The winter was bad, the spring was bad, and the summer was bad. So where's the movies for me and my entourage?
That's Joe Queenan. His essay on 2010 as the worst movie year ever appeared in last week's Wall Street Journal. Joe, good luck with the rest of the year.
Thank you.